Good morning. July 9th, 2026. Time for your harm reduction briefing. Today's themes include policy pressure around tianeptine and near-term funding deadlines, along with a concrete access update from New York City's new publicly supported health vending machines on Staten Island. Disclaimer: this software uses AI to aggregate content and transcribe it to speech. Please double-check sources before putting any information into action. A few media items stand out this morning. The Boston Globe reports that Rhode Island has made major progress in reducing fatal overdoses and is now at a new turning point in what comes next. At the national level, Filter reports that the DEA is proposing a Schedule 1 ban on tianeptine, described here as the first gas station drug to face that step. That is a policy signal worth tracking closely if your work touches supply, regulation, or consumer access. Elsewhere, Talking Drugs argues that harm reduction belongs in prison, in a piece focused on care beyond the prison gate. Another development to watch comes from Medical Express, which reports that U.S. teens underestimate the risks of fentanyl use, according to a survey. That connects with prevention and outreach questions that may show up elsewhere in the briefing. And in the behavioral health space, Behavioral Health Business reports that SUD provider Pelago is pivoting toward behavioral health with a new bot. In the social pulse, one lived experience post is inviting mutuals in the Skyline community to join harm reduction support meetings through Kinkify Recovery. The post describes it as a peer support group with no 12 steps and no faith-based materials, just addicts supporting addicts. On the innovation side, a post from Frontiers in Public Health highlights new research on identifying risk factors for drug use recurrence using ecological momentary assessment, wearable technologies, and machine learning, within a feasibility trial involving peer recovery support specialist intervention. A separate post from Bunk Police says New York City has opened its first publicly supported health vending machines, offering free overdose prevention and health supplies 24/7 on Staten Island. The machines are stocked with items including naloxone, and this is the kind of access detail that can matter on the ground immediately. There is also an opposition message circulating. In a post on X, J. Craig Miles argues that an enablement regime has entrenched addiction as a societal norm rather than reducing harms. This is best understood as a clear example of opposition framing around harm reduction outcomes. Turning to research, one qualitative study in Harm Reduction Journal looks at integrating harm reduction interventions for older adults in opioid treatment programs, drawing on patient and provider perspectives. That is a useful reminder that program design questions can shift significantly with age. Another study in Harm Reduction Journal examines community-based interventions for hepatitis C elimination among people who use drugs in Shanghai, China. And a study in the Journal of Racial and Ethnic Health Disparities explores Black and Latina methadone patients' experiences with addiction, methadone treatment, and intersectional stigma. The title itself points to the overlap of race, treatment experience, and drug-related stigma. On the policy front, California has enacted SCR 15, relative to Substance Use Disorder Treatment Month. At the city level, Nashville has a resolution involving nonviolent offenders that includes intensive court supervision, mandatory drug testing, substance use treatment services, and other social services. In Oakland, an informational report identified as 26-0852 concerns encampment abatement policy and a city property analysis from the Office of the City Administrator. Finally, on funding, there are three current opportunities from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, all with a deadline of July 16, 2026. One is Preventing Youth Overdose, treatment, recovery, education, awareness, and training. Another is rural opioid technical assistance centers. The third is tribal opioid response. Those deadlines are coming up soon, so this is the moment to check fit and submission readiness. For any additional funding opportunities flagged by the newsletter, check out the browser version. With those July 16th deadlines approaching, it may be worth reviewing them today rather than waiting until next week. That is your morning briefing. Stay informed, stay grounded, and have a strong start to your day.